This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast. And it's good to be back in the AR-500 Armor Studios.
Bill is on his way back from SHOT Show. He's maybe you've been... Bob, you go to sales conferences.
Absolutely, all the time.
And you end up being excited, up early, up late. And Bill, I know, is probably changing planes now going, I want to be home, I want to be home, I want to be home.
Conferences like that are very tiring.
They're exciting, but anyway, yes. Bill was at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas with 60,000 friends.
I think
62. All right, you're a salesman. You earn a commission for each time you correct my mistake. While we're here, we have a few guests I'm really eager to talk to.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Diana Mohler. And Diana is retired after 22 years as a police officer. She's I hope I get this right. If not, she'll correct me, an NRA three-gun world champion. And she's also starting, she did start something called the DC Project.
Yeah, it's about a year old. They're rolling into year two with it. Next hour, we'll have Lloyd Bailey. He calls himself the Armed Lutheran. And he'll explain why we have to talk about God and religion. Which, anybody that can untangle with that, they've got my attention.
You're going to like that discussion. I've heard his podcast a lot. In the third hour, we're going to have one of our good friends, Dr. John Adeen, from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's going to talk about some of the latest news and continuing education for gun owners.
There. You heard it. You have to go to the range and practice, and it's on doctor's orders now.
I got to fulfill my prescription for freedom. Dr. John gave it to me, so I'm going to fill it.
I don't know whether that's tax deductible. Do you, Bob?
I don't think it's tax deductible. I wish it was, but
you
know, it's
you
not.
You know, one of these. If you can deduct homeopathy, maybe I'll get a homeopath to prescribe saltpeter, sulfur. A little black powder therapy?
Well, most prescriptions are tax deductible, but I don't think the IRS would allow range fees. I don't know.
Who knows?
They might.
We know. Right now we have Ron Lemieux with us. Ron is a lawyer and lobbyist with Buckeye Firearms in Ohio. You may not be familiar with Buckeye. They're the statewide lobbying organization for gun owners in Ohio. Right now they're trying to change something in the law that's pretty fundamental. It's about defending yourself with a gun for everyone who's in Ohio, not just Ohio citizens. And given that we're talking to a lawyer and we didn't pay him, then this is our opinion and for information purposes only. For legal advice of any kind, please consult an attorney in your area.
And I think this is an important milestone for both of us in our broadcasting here, Rob, because, you know, they gave us the legal department gave us kind of a boilerplate. So, Ron, welcome.
Thank you, Bob and Rob. Thank you for having me.
Give me some of your background, will you, Ron?
Sure. I'm an attorney, licensed to practice law in the state of Ohio. I work at a full service law firm, Murray & Black in Willoughby, Ohio. And I currently focus on litigation, criminal and civil side. I do a wide range of areas, and firearms issues is a part of that.
Ron, can you talk a little bit about Ohio self-defense law and why should the burden of proof usually rest with the prosecutor?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, our guy. Right now we're working on Senate Bill 180 and a sister bill, House Bill 228 in Columbus, our capital here in Ohio. As you mentioned, Buckeye Firearms, is a great organization. We're a nonprofit social welfare organization. and we defend and advance the rights of more than 4 million Ohio citizens to own and use firearms for all lawful activities. So that includes a wide range of stuff, hunting, recreation, and self-defense. And Senate Bill 180 is more than just a firearms issue, even though firearms are a part of it. It's a fundamental right issue, and it's the right self-defense. And that could be by any means, including firearms.
Essentially, it could be pepper spray, hands and fists. You pick up the lamp next to your bed, anything.
That's right. And and this is an issue of self-defense that would apply in a criminal context, and it would apply to a wide range of crimes if you're ever charged with one and you're called down to court and you have to explain yourself. It would apply to simple assault cases or even
Ron, you haven't told me what you're trying to change or what's the problem. I don't understand it yet.
Okay, so currently in Ohio, self-defense, we are the only state in America where the defendant has to prove that they acted in self-defense by a preponderance of the evidence. Now, that's a legal term, and what it means is more than half. So preponderance means more than half, so the greater weight of the evidence. And we are currently the only state in America that still has that rule. It's an old rule that has been left over from the development of our law in our country, and it was carried over from the European legal systems, and we're still the only state that requires that now.
So, Ron, am I right in saying that in the other states, in all the other states, the burden of proof is on the prosecution as to why it's not self-defense? Is that right?
Well, under federal law in the great majority of the states, as long as there's some evidence to support a claim of self-defense, the government bears the burden of disproving self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay.
And that term, beyond a reasonable doubt, is something that I'm going to come back to as we talk.
So if somebody breaks into my house and I say, here, police officer, there's the smashed in door and there's the glass, you know, in my hallway. And my wife and I both heard it break. And I shot this guy here and then we retreated to our bedroom and I called you. But it's not guilty and it's not innocent until proven guilty. Now I have to. What, I get arrested first and have to prove my innocence? Or how is this layered into the legal process?
Well, initially there's a law enforcement and prosecutorial discretion. They're going to sift through the cases that are easy, clear-cut self-defense situations where in many instances people aren't charged.
Oh.
But there are some instances where the facts are so confusing that the prosecutor decides to charge it, or there's some other facts out there. The prosecutor decides to charge it, and now a defendant, it could be a person who was lawfully using self-defense, but they have to come in and prove their case in Ohio. So self-defense is labeled as an affirmative defense. So, right, you know, that example that you gave, you basically affirmed all the elements that the prosecutor would need to prove their case. You're saying, yeah, I hit the guy with a lamp, or I shot the guy with my firearm.
Ron, we're going to go to break. We want to hear more about what you need to do as an Ohio gun owner to show your innocence. Back with more on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
AGC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. I'm not Bill Frady. I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast, and we're sitting in tonight for Bill. Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories is the other host, and we're talking with Ron Lemieux from the Buckeye Firearms Association, an attorney from that association. So, Ron, pick up where you left off right before the break.
Thanks, Bob. You know, I mentioned that I'd come back to proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And most notably, Ohio's rule right now changes the standard of proof upon which innocence or guilt hinges. If you're saying, yeah, you know, I shot the guy, but I did it in self-defense, now it all comes down to self-defense. In Ohio, if the defendant has to come in now and prove their innocence by the greater weight of the evidence, you have basically changed the standard of proof that that we judge guilt or innocence. And that's the biggest problem with Ohio's current law. And there's language now in Senate Bill 180 that changes it so the prosecution would be required to disprove that you acted in self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. And it would put the burden back on the state where it belongs, and the correct standard would be applied.
Which is the way it is in most other states, right?
That's right. And this standard by which we judge guilt or innocence, it's deeply rooted in our the traditions and the principles going back to our founding fathers. Even before then, it was, you know, proof beyond a reasonable doubt was a requirement in England. And I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, it's better that 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer. That actually came from Sir William Blackstone in England. And that's part of the fundamental principle upon which we built our criminal justice system. So this is going to, Senate Bill 180 is going to put the proof back on the state where it belongs. And it's going to bring the standard of measure back to where it should be, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay. So that's the reason for it. Do you end up going, you know, door to door and explaining to, state legislators and their aides what this means? Because if I had questions and had to listen closely, I'm sure they do too.
That's right. And we do that. We just did that a couple weeks ago. We went down to Columbus. We met with various senators from the Judicial Committee. This bill is currently in committee right now. We're hoping to get a floor vote on it sometime in the next few months of this year. Right now it's in committee. I think there's probably going to be another committee hearing on it. There's been numerous people to come down and testify in Columbus on this bill, including the Ohio Public Defender's Office, other individuals from Buckeye, and you know, there's a lot of questions, and it's a complicated issue. So,
I can absolutely see that there are issues on both sides. Now, and you just mentioned a public defender. Given that currently the burden is on the, I'm going to call him the defender. We'll assume that it was self-defense. But the fact that you may have people who don't have the financial means to defend themselves, and then they're found guilty. Wow, that could.
That's a great point. That is a great point. And that's another really complex problem under this rule. And the economic impact upon low-income citizens of Ohio, you know, there's no telling how far that goes. And, I mean, the legal costs alone could bankrupt somebody.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, you would know better than I. What, the average person has $35,000 worth of assets? And, you know, you're about to be tried for murder if you mess this up. Yeah, I'm thinking 100, 200K.
Yeah, in fact, it might not even be 35,000, but yeah, absolutely. You know, lawsuits like this, Ron probably knows very well, it can bankrupt somebody very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why it's so important to know what your law is in your state on self-defense. What you would have to show if you ever were called to court.
Yeah.
In Ohio, you can't be the one to be at fault for creating the situation. You had to have actual and a reasonable belief that you are in immediate danger of death or serious bodily harm, and you cannot violate any duty to retreat. Now, that's Ohio's rule. Every state is different. So, you know, for as much time as you put in, you know, at the range, it's probably a good idea to spend, you know, an hour a year to brush up on your laws in your state.
So Ohio does have a duty to retreat statute?
That's right, and that's another thing that Senate Bill 180 is doing. We are hoping to eliminate the duty to retreat in Ohio if you are lawfully in a place where you can, or if you are in a place where you are lawfully allowed to be.
No.
So that would be the test.
Now, Ron, that duty to retreat statute, that came out of British common law, too, because, you know, two guys getting, you know, spilled drinks in a bar and, hey, you owe me a drink. And no, you owe me a drink. They know the guy who took the step back wasn't the guy who started the fight. It doesn't mean that you need to run out of your house to prove that you didn't start the fight. It just means that the guy obviously had to advance at you. Well, that's British common law. How's it interpreted in Ohio? Do you know?
So in Ohio, there's no duty to retreat in your home because that's covered under the Castle Doctrine in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
There's no duty to retreat in your personal vehicle. That's also covered under the Castle Doctrine. And a lot of people don't know in Ohio, your personal place of business is also covered.
That's
good. It's your business. Other places, if you are out on your front porch, walking on your front lawn to your car, guess what? You're not in your house and you're not in your car. And if you come upon a deadly force encounter and you can safely and reasonably retreat, you have a duty to do so in Ohio. And it causes a problem because we all know that self-defense encounters happen in nanoseconds. And the defender knows the best way how to defend themselves. And, you know, to second guess yourself on whether or not you can retreat this way or that way, you could be setting yourself up for a bad situation.
Few people have time to think that.
You got 20 seconds. Tell us how to find out more about you and Buckeye Firearms. 10 seconds.
Thank you. Please visit BuckeyeFirearms.org. If you have any questions in Ohio, you can always look up my information at MurrayBlackLaw.com.
We'll be back with Diana Muller after this break. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. He's Bob Main. We'll be back.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. your best defense.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back to Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast.
I'm Rob Morris from Self Defense Gun Stories. Bob, introduce Diana, will you?
Yeah, we're Diana Muller is our guest. Real quickly, though, Ron Lemieux from the previous segment wanted us to remind listeners that it's Senate Bill 180 in Ohio. If you're a listener from Ohio and you want to support that, call your representative and have them support Senate Bill 180. Diana Muller's with us. She was a police officer, a multi-gun shooting champion, and you also started something called the DC Project. Diana, welcome to Lock and Load.
Hi, guys. So I guess you're not here at SHOT Show with me, huh?
No, I wish I was.
Well, I don't, because if we were there with you, we couldn't do this show.
Hey, well,
we're,
that's true.
We're guest hosting because the host ran off and wanted to see SHOT, so.
There you go.
What one man's problem is another man's opportunity.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
Now,
it's gone fast and it's been good.
It would be amazing if we could get all of our legislators to go to SHOT because they would see the face of gun owners. That's not going to happen. But you had something that was at least a start in that direction.
Well, that's exactly why I created the DC Project. It's a very grassroots, nonpartisan effort to educate legislators and get gun owners in front of their faces and say, hey, this is what the Second Amendment means to me. This is what I do with my guns, and let's go to the range. If you have any questions, if your staff wants to go shoot, just to be that liaison between the gun owner and the legislator. And it's really gotten, I think it's effective. I think it's what, I hate the L word, the lobby word. I don't think lobbying should be legal, period. But if it is, I'm really super happy that we have the NRA to represent us there. But I really feel like that's what lobbying probably should be, is just our legislators getting to know their citizens and their constituents and understanding who they are. Connection. Well, relationships.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's use the R word, the relationship. Because if I have a problem, if there's something I want to know, and I know somebody who knows about it, I'll pick up the phone. I mean, think of it. Right. That's what we do for, hey, the doctor said I need this. Do we know anybody who knows about that? You call your friends. Well, why can't we be friends to the Congress critter and say, when it comes to guns, you don't need to be ignorant. Hey, can you give me an okay. I'm gonna throw you on the spot. You're used to pressure. Jim Bridenstine is the congressman from Tulsa, and so his staff could contact you.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what happens. I mean, I know people in Bridenstine's office. I can tell you who the press secretary is. I've taken them shooting, actually. They were the first ones to, his staff was the first ones to take me up on my offer to go to the range.
Now, did that come before or after the DC project? In other words, were they the colonel that planted the scene?
No, they were actually a product of the DC project. My congressman out of Oklahoma City, Steve Russell, was actually where I planted the seed. In a meeting with him the year before, I was just being a tourist. I have a friend that knows him, and she said, would you like a meeting with Congressman Russell? And I was very, very like, okay, well, no big deal. That's cool. That's what you do when you're in D.C. That would be neat. I had no interest in pursuing this. It was just during that meeting that I kind of looked at him, and I said, is there something that I should be doing as a pro shooter? I was sitting there with my husband and Jerry and Lena Michalik, and so there was some team prowess in the room. And I said, there's something that we should be doing to reach out to the legislators. And then it kind of grew from there. It went to women because women can be a stronger voice when it comes to speaking about the Second Amendment because we're not the stereotypical old white male. We've got so many great girls that I could talk for days about the girls. We've got Gabby Franco, who represents naturalized citizens that saw her country of Venezuela lose her gun rights. We've got Christy McMaines, who actually defended herself successfully with her firearm. She's an attorney. She was attacked. Her story is compelling.
Yes,
you put those kind of stories in front of, if you put those kind of stories in front of Feinstein, I just can't. You have to hear those things. And then we have people like me, law enforcement, professional shooter, target shooter. We have hunters. So I really want to do a vast diversity. We've got Democrats. We've got Republicans. We've got black, white, yellow, blue, whatever. Our goal is to say, you know, the Second Amendment belongs to all of us.
You know, Diana, excuse me, you made a very important statement just a little while ago that how women can be such advocates for the Second Amendment because you don't fit the stereotype of the old white guy. Yeah, expand on that a little bit more.
Well, it's just that everybody looks at profiling is legitimate. I mean, if you don't profile legitimately, you're not being a very good citizen. There are dangers in the world. There are positive things. There's negative things. If you're a duck, if you got a bill, you got wet feet, you're in the water and you fly, you're a duck. There's nothing you can do, you know, just because you say you're not a duck doesn't not make you a duck. So there are things that people will do, say, react. Things, especially as a police officer. I mean, I study everybody, but so gun owners fall into that victim as well. And you know, is it the cutoff plaid shirt, you know, Billy Bob cap, whatever? Is that what you're doing? the people that are so disconnected from a true gun owner, that's what they think of. And between media and the legislators and the anti-gun movement, they've done an amazing job of messaging and creating us into a monster that we are not, stupid, dumb, or monsters. And we have a lot of work to do. And this is across the board. This is professional shooters. This is target shooters. This is hunters. Hunters are, you know, a huge population. But even within hunting, you know, I've seen a bow hunter, a traditional bow hunter, go after a 16-year-old girl for posting a picture of her deer with a AR-15, her competition gun. She took deer hunting, and he was just bashing her because why does she need that? And I'm like, serious? Why? A, it's a girl, 16-year-old girl that's deer hunting. Yay. what difference does it make? It's not like she's mowing him down. So there's a lot of work to be done within our own choir, preaching to the choir, and there's a lot of, we need to all wake up and realize that we've got a lot of work to do.
Wow, Diana, thank you. You just said some very, very profound stuff there, especially this part about work to do within our own choir, our own congregation. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Before we go too farther, we've only got a minute before the break. You'll come back afterward because we have a lot more to talk about. But I want you to amplify one point in the minute you have left. You had to find a good representative in every state. How did that happen?
I just started reaching out to my friends, and then I met more women, and there's a lot of the women movement is huge right now in the firearms industry, so there's a lot of networking. I went to two great functions. There were three. There were a lot of women functions out here, and we can just network and shake hands and say, hey, where are you from? And I just started kind of gathering a great group of women.
Now, can they all pay their own way to D.C.?
This is, yes, completely pay their own way. Like we talked about earlier, we started a GoFundMe for the first time this year. This is our third year. So GoFundMe.com, I suppose, and then the DC Project is how you find that. And go ahead.
We've got to take a break here in 15 seconds. So this is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We've got Diana Mueller. We're going to find out how we get 50 wonderful women to D.C. to save our rights. That'll be something to talk about when we come back from the break, Diana. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here we go!
Yes, we're back on Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse.
I'm Bob Main.
Yeah, we have Diana Mueller with us. Diana, you were talking about the DC Project, and during the break, I went and looked that up. That was dcproject.info, which takes you to agirlandagun.org, DC Project, and then there's a GoFundMe page hanging at the bottom of that.
There is. That's exactly how you can find it. You can also go straight to GoFundMe and put a search in the search engine, the DC Project, and that'll take you there as well. But yeah, a girl and a gun. You mentioned a girl and a gun, and they are great organizers. I've taught for them in the past at the national conference, so I'm familiar with their skills. So when I started this, I knew I'm not very good at herding cats. So I asked them to help me, and they've helped me with the website, given me a page on their website for the DC Project, and they both participate in the project as well and going
they
to DC.
They do.
So, yes.
They're not outsiders. They're going to DC with you.
Well, actually, Robin Sandoval, her story is one of the powerful stories that she used to be an anti-gunner.
Yeah.
And it was only through, you know, a scary experience that she found, guns and wanted guns in the home. And she has now, basically she's the right hand man to Juliana Crowder that started the Girl and Gun. So they're doing amazing things of spreading the word and enabling women to learn how to do the same they did.
Okay. So. Now, this isn't your first year in D.C. You've been there, 50 of you or more have been there once already, right?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked because it reminds me to tell you that I'm having difficulties filling the Northeast states. There's been about 35 to 38, I think, is the highest number we had. This is our third year that we're going back, and hopefully we'll be in the 40s this year of how many states that we have filled. So the Northeast, I'm looking at Massachusetts, Delaware, Maine, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Those states are open. And surprisingly, I'm having a difficult time with, like, Montana and the Dakotas. I think I have South Dakota covered, but I don't have North Dakota covered. So there are, like, little patchworks. It's probably on the dcproject.info page of which states we need.
You know what? That's amazing. Well, you tell us about some of the, you know, tell us about the real stories that happened when Jane Q. Citizen walks into her Congress critter's office and says, Hi, I've called you. I've written you. I want to talk to you. I'm a gun owner. What can we talk about?
Okay, well, let me explain to you how we kind of set this up. You know, having 50 women, you can't just walk in there and all 50 women be in one.
So
we break up. It would be very effective, but it wouldn't be very comfortable.
They wouldn't let you in.
They wouldn't let us in. So basically what we do is we have a team leader, and we give each team leader three or four other states, other women. And I really try to orchestrate those really powerful stories that we were talking about in the last segment. I want to send those into the hardest anti-states. I want them to understand the different stories, the hunting, the self-defense, and the shooting and the family aspect of it. So I really try to orchestrate. I'll throw in, Gabby Franco from Texas, and then I'll throw going to California, and then I'll do the California girl. And then, so there's some strategery going on there, of who I send into which, who I send into which offices. And then it's really easy to go in and introduce everybody. And everybody kind of has a different voice about the Second Amendment. Obviously, we want the girl who's in front of their legislator to lead it. But sometimes you get uncomfortable situations, and it's easier for a group of people to speak to it. So it's really, I think it's intimidating. It's like getting a shot. You know, the apprehension you feel getting before you get the shot is much worse than the actual shot ever has been. And in the same way for the first time experience for these ladies is that there's probably a whole lot of anxiety and a little bit of uncomfortableness of breaking the ice and having a conversation with them. But after it's over, it's really not that big of a deal. It's really just meeting somebody new. A lot of times we don't get to meet with the members. We'll meet with their staffers, but that's completely okay with us because they're probably likely, A, to be of similar opinion, and B, they will be of great influence as well. A lot of these, you know, there's a lot of, there's healthcare. There's somebody, a staffer for healthcare. There's a staffer for guns and other things. So there's certain people that are that are responsible for giving information to the members. So if we only get to meet the staffer, we feel like that's a win. There's really no losing in this. The more people we can talk to and more people that we can shake hands with, the better. And there are no hard asks. I tell the girls, you know, this isn't for time for you to go in and say, I want you to vote yes on the Hearing Protection Act. I want you to vote yes on reciprocity. I don't want there to be any kind of, it's just non-confrontational, and it's about the relationship. Now, a lot of times we do get questions about, you know, what do you think about the reciprocity bill? And I'm like, go for it. You know, if they're asking your opinion, have a conversation about it. But we don't want it to be confrontational. And we have had confrontation. Dick Durbin's office out of Illinois, obviously, anti-gun, and evidently he lived up to his name to our women, and we'll just keep going back at him and seeing if we can't soften his heart a little bit.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, for every Dick Durbin, there's a lot of legislators or staffers that might have been on the fence and didn't know that gun owners look just like you. So
right,
tell us
right.
about a success story.
Well, and that's why we feel like there's a lot of there was some talk about, you know, why waste time on the people who are pro-2A? And it's my opinion that it's not a waste of time. They need to know that they're on the right track, and they need to know that this is what we look like, and they need to have that relationship. They need to have a liaison as well in the firearms community. So we don't skip over those people who are pro-2A. We just we include them. They may not have such powerful stories in their group, but that's definitely important. So, yeah, it's just like my first conversation with Congressman Russell. It's like, you own a firearms company? He manufactures rifles. He's a vet. I can't remember his rank, in the military, but, he's been to Iraq. He's been in the mix of things. And I think that those guys are the best politicians. If you have served your country like that, I trust you to serve the country in politics, because politics is so dirty. And I think that's why we are looking at what we are now, is that it's that whole drain the swamp. It's on both sides of the fence. It's steeped in such such negativity, and it's like a huge train, and you can't stop the train.
That's so true.
Well, we're hoping that service members won't sell out their unit. They know what loyalty is and means. So do police officers.
Right.
So you've got a group. You've been there 2 years. You're still looking for help up in the Northeast and Montana, you said?
Correct. Yes. I'm trying to think of any other states I might want. But ladies, or if you know a lady that would be interested, you know, there's not necessarily qualifications. I do try to keep it to one to every state so I don't have 500 women, you know, from Georgia. Or it's not an organization, and it's just definitely an effort. So, but if you know of a woman that has a powerful story or could really sway and has a heart to do it, they have to have a heart to do it. You have to want to come to D.C., spend your time, spend your money. Get to D.C., go outside your comfort zone, shake their hands, and tell them a little bit about you. If you know somebody like that, and, you know, the bigger picture is to say, hey, next time you're home, can we go to the range? Let's go to the range. And that's what I'm coming back to all the time. Let's harp on, let's go to the range. Let's go shooting. Hashtag let's go shooting is what NSSF hashtag, National Shooting Sports Foundation, hashtag let's go shooting. So I'd encourage everybody to use that and do it with everybody they meet.
We only have 20 seconds. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at Diana Muller, 3-Gun, M-U-L-L-E-R, on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. And then the DC Project, you can go to dcproject.info. That'll take you to a Girl and a Gun page. You've landed in the right spot. There's information on how you contact your own congressman and how you go to the GoFundMe.
Thank you, Diana.
Back after the break.
Pleasure was mine. All right, thank you.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.